the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the 9th episode of our series, Blessed Month of Ramadan. Today, the Iranian nation is commemorating the 28th passing away anniversary of the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God bless his soul. It was not in the blessed month of Ramadan that he departed from the mortal world, but this year, because of annual difference of some 11 days every year between the lunar and solar Hijri calendars, the 14th of Khordad, or 4th of June, has fallen on the 9th of Ramadan. This gives an opportunity to us to refer to some aspects of Imam Khomeini's life that show his devotion to the obligation of the month of Ramadan. Stay with us. During the years of exile in Iraq, the residence of Imam Khomeini in the holy city of Najaf was always under the scrutiny of agents of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad. Yet, despite facing many difficulties, this man of God used to recite the entire Holy Quran in the blessed month of Ramadan every 3 days. The father of the Islamic Revolution led a simple life despite leading the grassroots Islamic movement of the people of Iran to rid the country of domestic despotism and American hegemony. In fact, his dynamic personality changed global equations and won the praise of tens of millions of people in other countries around the world. His influential character was the most important factor in the spiritual development of the Iranian nation. The fervent and enthusiastic presence of people on the scene of the Islamic Revolution, their inclination to revive Islamic values in society, and their marching to the battlefield to safeguard faith and the country during the Holy Defense era, when the United States had imposed the 8-year war in the 1980s through Saddam, took place in the light of the prudent guidelines of the great religious scholar, Gnostic and campaigner against global arrogance, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. He was a divinely inspired figure who maintained a unique and indomitable resolve in defending the downtrodden and confronting the oppressors. His unique strengths in science, politics and gnosis are one of the brightest manifestations of his comprehensive character. He reached an elevated status in science and gnosis, whilst concurrently being an influential political and social leader, one of the most astounding facts in history. His peace of mind was a reflection of his solid faith in God and his belief in divine blessings. Imam Khomeini viewed the world as the scene of God Almighty and said that person really cognizant of the loving Creator will not commit sin in his ubiquitous presence. Whoever studies the late Imam's lifestyle and practical approach soon comes to realize that his life was tied to the blessings of the Holy Quran. He pointed out, "Even if we kneel down throughout our entire life as a sign of gratitude towards the presence of the Holy Quran, we still would not be able to be grateful enough." The first step in establishment of a bond with the Holy Quran is to continuously recite the Word of God. Otherwise, we may not understand the Holy Quran's logic and contents. The proper recitation of the Holy Quran with concentration on its timeless wisdom helps us unravel the dynamics of life and faith. The late Imam attached significant importance to the recitation of this holy book. In an address to his daughter-in-law, late Imam said, "Contemplate in the Holy Quran, which is the source of divine blessings, and prudent recitation of the Holy Quran guides mankind to a highly elevated status." One of the children of the late Imam has said, "His acts of worship in the blessed month of Ramadan included observance of late midnight prayers until the break of dawn, and after observance of the obligatory morning prayers, a short period rest in order to get prepared for his daily tasks. He attached paramount importance to this blessed month and made every effort to further benefit from the divine blessings of this sacred month. He made special developments and changes in his life within this month whilst consuming a low amount of food. Even after long days, he ate less in iftar and in sahar, to an extent that we often thought he hadn't eaten anything at all." Now let us read Ayah 69 of Surah Nisa in the Holy Quran. "Whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet, they are with those who Allah has blessed, including the prophets and the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous, and excellent companions are they." Based on this ayah, whoever obeys the instructions of God and the Prophet of God will join those whom Allah has blessed. This ayah refers to those whom Allah has blessed, points out four groups. The first group consists of the prophets, who take the first step in the guidance of people and inviting people to the righteous path. The second group of the blessed are the truthful, other than the prophets, who are sincere and honest in their remarks and actions, clearly showing that they firmly have faith in divine instructions. The third group of the blessed are the martyrs who sacrifice their life in the way of God on the basis of their firm and unflinching faith. The fourth group of the blessed are the righteous who never slip from the right path, attaining a prominent status by carrying out positive and constructive deeds and through compliance with the instructions of the prophets. Obviously, all four groups of the blessed are excellent companions. The ayah means to say that the most excellent companions are persons belonging to these four blessed groups, and companionship with them benefits us in afterlife as well. The Iranian Gnostic Haja Abdullah Ansari, who flourished 1,000 years ago, has written an exegesis of the Holy Quran. Khaja Abdullah Ansari says, in relation to the revelation of this ayah, he says, "Thoban was one of the disciples of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He had become very fragile and weak because of his constant companionship with the Prophet of Islam. One day, the Prophet asked him why was he tolerating such hardships that has caused him to become so weak. In response, Thoban said, he was sorrowful because the Prophet of God will be in heavens in hereafter and that he will no longer be able to see him." At this point, this ayah of the Holy Quran was revealed. In the past few days, we spoke of the importance of nutrition in the blessed month of Ramadan and its impact on our health. The important point is the type of food we eat. Those who fast want to earn a halal and blessed livelihood for their family, because halal food sets the stage for growth and development of ethical virtues. God Almighty, in addition to reminding us that He has created countless blessings in the world for the benefit of mankind, invites mankind to consume healthy and halal food. The Holy Quran puts emphasis on the relationship between healthy and halal food and good deeds. In the 51st ayah of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the Holy Quran calls on believers to eat healthy and halal food and to make use of the resulting energy in line with good and conducive deeds. The Almighty has also pointed out that food consumed with lawful earnings leads to honor and virtue of mankind. Healthy and halal food, like truthful and merited remarks, leave an impact on the character and elevation of human spirit, assisting a person to spiritually grow and to maintain ethical values. Experts are of the opinion that consumption of halal food leads to one's health and also cheerfulness. A number of beneficial fruits and halal foods have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, whose importance in human health have been proven. Islamic narrations refer to the impact of these foods on human behavior. For instance, based on hadith or narrations, honey leads to development of memory. Honey also soothes the stomach and maintains remedial effects. Dates boost one's patience and tolerance. The Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, recommends consumption of olives. The Imam said, "Olive oil clears the stomach, reinforces the nerves and wipes out illnesses, boosts ethics and grants peace of mind." Also, grapes transform sorrow into happiness. Nutritionists urge those who fast to consume such foods in the blessed month of Ramadan. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.